Demolition is probably one of the most interesting parts of construction work. As we build more structures, there comes a point where we need to demolish old ones, either for safety reasons or to make room for newer buildings. Demolition is the process of dismantling a building by pre-planned or controlled methods. However, there's more to demolition than swinging a wrecking ball. It involves highly trained experts working with debris, weather conditions, materials, mass, and physics. Methods vary according to the type of building that is being demolished. As the construction industry continues to see growth, demolition work is expected to grow at a rate of 3.3% through 2022. Read on to learn about the science behind demolishing a building and why it's an important part of our communities. Jump to our infographic below to see a summary of the entire demolition process. Pre-demolition process. Before a demolition is executed, the experts must consider several different factors. A demolition process is customized for each project and typically involves the following steps. Building survey. Experts examine the different characteristics of a building, such as the materials, building usage, method of construction, condition, draining conditions, traffic conditions, building codes, and neighboring communities. A study of these parameters will help to dictate the best demolition method. Removal of hazardous materials. Specialized personnel is called upon to remove dangerous materials from the building prior to demolition, such as asbestos minerals, radioactive substances, flammable materials, and petroleum contamination. Demolition plan. Experts craft a detailed plan illustrating what will be involved in the demolition, how it will be carried out, the equipment that will be used, and how much debris they will need to clean up. Safety measures. Site workers, supervisors, operators, and engineers are advised of potential hazards such as flammable materials and exposure to noise and dust. The demolition company must also secure the proper permits. The next step is to select the safest and most efficient demolition method that stays within budget. Not all demolitions end in explosions. Methods can range from devastating blasts to non-explosive piece-by-piece removals. Some include implosions, excavators, wrecking balls, bulldozers, and selective demolition. Building implosion. Implosion is by far the most impressive method of demolishing a building. However, due to their specialized nature, implosions are used in less than 1% of demolition projects. Implosion is the process of using explosives to knock out a building's main supports, causing the building to collapse from the inside out. Buildings are imploded in one of two ways. If space permits, explosives are fitted into the building's left columns, making it fall to the side when detonated. Cables are often used to control the building's collapse, making this method a safer option. If space is limited, the second method involves placing explosives in the building's lower support system and middle sections, causing the building to fall onto itself.